Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
I need to know. I received my bank statement, and Majestic Gadgets took $6,732 out of my account. And I talked to another representative at this number, and they said I didn't read the terms and conditions correctly. So I don't want to argue with you folks, but is there any way that you can check and see if my account is closed? I was just answering a survey for Kohl's. Next thing I know, Majestic, this number that I'm calling, has taken money out of my account that was not authorized. But the last lady I talked to on this line said that I did authorize it, but I didn't read the terms and conditions. My bank has already stopped my debit card, put a hold on it, so you won't be able to. The other lady said, well, that's what you get for wanting something for nothing. I've never wanted something for nothing in my whole life, but that's what she said, that I tried to get something for nothing. Majestic Gadgets, in my bank's opinion, stole the money out of my account. So my question to you is, do I need to worry about you guys continually stealing money out of my account, or is my account closed, or how are we going to do this?
Yes. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please, to help you out, sir?
93257.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Well, I didn't use my first or last name, so.
Okay.
No, I mean, I honestly don't trust giving you any information, because, you know, I was doing a Kohl's online survey, and it said pay the shipping fee of this gift that we're sending you, and the next thing I know, 6732 gets yanked out of my account, and the lady said, well, you didn't read terms and conditions. You can't get stuff for free, and I got scolded by, you know, you guys, not you, but the company took money out of my account, unauthorized, and I'm the one saying I want something for nothing. Everything on Majestic Gadgets is junk anyway. A skillet? An old junk skillet and a pot? My goodness. And the bank has already gave me my money back, and they're going to do an investigation, but they're pinning it on me that I didn't read the terms and conditions right. You're very, very, very misleading. And, you know, I just don't want – I'm having to get a new debit card. I'm having to wait. I'm having to put the bank through all kinds of motions just because Majestic Gadgets did steal money out of my account. When you don't authorize something, and then the other lady, well, you got on a monthly so that you can get good value for these products. My goodness.
Yes, sir.
My fault.
Okay, so in order for me to assist you, I'm going to need your first and your last name.
Roy. First name Roy, R-O-Y. Last name Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D.
Okay. Can I have your email address, and can I have you spell it out for me?
Why?
Okay, so in order for me to assist you, I'm going to need your email address. If you're not willing to verify any information, then unfortunately...
I know, but I'm just asking you a simple why question. Why do you need my email address? This is where...
Yes, to help you out, sir. It's only to help you out. If you're not willing to verify it, then unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help you.
I know, but why the email address? You're not giving me, you're just saying you can't help me. I'm just asking.
That's correct. So I'm going to need you to verify it so I can help you out. If you're not willing to do it, then unfortunately I'm not going to be able to help you. We'll have to move on to the next customer.
R-D-E-A-N Bradford at gmail.com. R-Dean Bradford at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Can I have you verify your address for me?
Do you have it there already?
In order for me to help you, I'm going to need you to verify your address for me.
You know what? You're about the bigger piece of shit than that other lady, so I'll just let the bank handle you guys.
Okay, so can I have you verify the last four digits of your credit card number?
No.
Okay,
Fuck
so
no.
unfortunately, we're not going to be able to help
Well,
you.
then eat shit.
Okay, thank you for calling the customer. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.